it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to our Sunday Spectacular, the three-hour edition of the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso, your host. I'll be with you for these 3 hours live. We take your calls and look forward to those at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. To start off our show today, we have a very special guest, the man most responsible really for the existence of this show and the chairman of the American Freedom Party. That is William Daniel Johnson, calling us or talking with us from his home in California. Bill, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, Jamie, thank you very much for having me on your program.
Well, it's an honor. And the folks, if you'd like to speak with Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, you can do so at that number. I gave you 800-313-9443. Well, Bill, you are at the eye of the storm. You've done so many interviews and covered so many bases in our cause in recent months. I'd like to let you just share with the folks what would most interest you in sharing, just to start things off.
Oh, well, thank you, Jamie. You and I have go back for many, many years. I mean, we've worked together nonstop for, going on a decade probably. And
pardon me, go ahead.
Oh, I just think that you have done such a really good job to keep moving our principles and moving the party forward. So I really thank you for what you've been doing.
Okay, let's welcome Paul Fromm into the conversation.
Yes, good to be back, Jamie.
And we're with Bill Johnson, Paul.
Yes, I heard.
Oh, and, hello, Paul. Good to have you here on the line too. You're such a stalwart. Every time I go to a function, and I only hit a few of these functions each year, I always see Paul Fromm sitting over there. Either he's speaking or he's attending. So yeah, you go wherever the government allows you to go.
That's right.
And you know Paul, I don't know if you remember your first meeting with Bill Johnson, but Bill, I actually remember how we encountered each other. I remember back in the year 2007 getting a phone call out of the blue saying, "Hi, this is Bill Johnson. I'm calling you from California, and I've been following your work. You were calling me somehow." And now your memory may be better on this than mine, but folks, I got a call from this gentleman, Bill Johnson, and he said, "I hear you're going to the Ron Paul event in Ames, Iowa." This was August 7th of 2007, I think that event was scheduled. I said, "Yes, I am." And this is typical of William Daniel Johnson, folks. He said, "Well, look, we need to get a lot of young people from Iowa State University. Into that Ron Paul Iowa State straw poll. Could you help? Could you go? If you're going to be there, I'd like to help a whole lot of students get in there. I think it costs $20 to get into the straw poll, and I'm willing to help any student who wants to go in there. I'm willing to help him with his ticket. That was our meeting, Bill.
Well, yeah, but it was before that, many years before that. You were putting up on, you were organizing a function in Central California or Northern California. I brought a fellow from Europe to attend it, and it was canceled, so we had to find another venue. I can't remember who the original speaker was, why it got canceled.
See, so your memory is so much better than mine. We go back then to 2003, because that was the IHR conference scheduled for Sacramento that we rescheduled it in Carmichael.
Oh, that's right. And what happened was it was 2003 because I rented a PT Cruiser. They just come out, and I picked up Pascal Junot. He was a lawyer there, and he wanted me to rent a PT Cruiser so we see what they were like. And so we drove up there, and it was all canceled. And you were trying to find an alternate venue. That was the first time we met. But
That was a big success. That was a rescue operation. And Paul, I think, let's see. Paul, were you there in 2003 at that event?
At which?
In Carmichael, when we had the rescued rescued conference.
Oh yeah, that was I think 2005. That was in Sacramento, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was there. Absolutely.
Okay, well, between the three of us, we're all remembering it. I'm getting the date right. Bill remembers the whole thing, and Paul, you got part of it. Well, let's bring fast forward to the present moment here. Three old timers, all three of us stunned by the appearance of another old timer, Donald Trump, sort of dropping in out of the clouds on our movement with ideas that really resonate with us. Really shocking experience. And, you know, Bill, I think you were one of the very, very first people to realize this guy may be for real. This may be a godsend, and we need to work very carefully with it.
You know, one thing that came to my mind recently is they keep trying to find another controversy, and they say, well, it's not going to be a straw that breaks the camel's back. It's going to be accumulation of straws that break the camel's back. And the latest straw is this brouhaha over this Muslim family who lost a Muslim son in the war, and there's back and forth between one, I guess, the Muslim man at the DNC convention criticized Donald Trump, and so then Donald Trump criticized him right back. And then Ann Coulter got in, and she criticized this Muslim man and wife. And all the conservatives get in there, and they're criticizing both Donald Trump and Ann Coulter for that. And as I look at it, the reason why the battle is existing between Donald Trump and the globalists on the Democratic side and the globalists on the conservative Republican side is because they don't realize, you know, they're all saying, oh, this is a gold star couple who sacrificed so much, and how can you be opposed to them, and you just let him walk over our candidate, Donald Trump, and criticize him, and we can't criticize back. The point is they don't realize that they are taking over this country. The Muslims, the Middle Easterners, the other races are taking over our country, and the conservatives don't realize that. We need to stand firm for our race, our heritage, our culture, and Donald Trump and Ann Coulter need to be able to point these things out without all the conservatives, who are really just another flip side of globalism, attacking us. We have to stand firm. And that's the latest issue that's coming out today. And I don't know how long it's going to happen, but Donald Trump will weather this storm. He's not backing down. This morning he says, what, you mean I can't? This man viciously criticized me. I can't criticize him back? Give me a break.
Yeah.
So that is what I think. These conservatives, they don't get it. They don't realize that race, nation, heritage, culture is the issue. they think that, oh, this is a Gold Star couple because they have a son that serves in the war, and they go fight Hillary's war, that he should be, we should be praising them. No, they are different people in our country, and they shouldn't be in our country.
Yes. The now, you mentioned Ann Coulter, our own fellow director on the board of directors of the American Freedom Party, of which Paul Fromm, folks, is the international advisor from his base there in Canada, where he's frozen and stuck by the border people who won't give him his visas with regularity. More on that later. But James Edwards, our fellow director, got to meet Ann Coulter at the Republican National Convention. And you'll see a picture of the beautiful Ann Coulter next to the very debonair James Edwards on the front page of the OccidentalObserver.net, a site you want to have among your favorites, bookmarked, the OccidentalObserver.net. And there's a great article there. I'll be referring to it later in the program after we've Bill Johnson, the chairman, has to go. We'll go to that article from James Edwards, who talks about his impressions of the Republican National Convention as a director of the American Freedom Party.
Ann Coulter
has written some great things. Pat Buchanan has written some great things. On Fox and Friends this morning, Tucker Carlson. Now, this is, you know, one thing that the Donald Trump campaign is doing, Bill. You know, you talk about the, you know, we have problem people on both sides, the among the Democrats, but, you know, the revelation here is we've got some problem people who were supposedly on our side as Republicans and conservatives. And so this campaign is, I'll characterize it this way, I don't want to leave the ladies out, but it's separating the men from the boys. We're finding out who our real friends are. And
you have to realize that, see, Donald Trump is not a conservative. Donald Trump is a nationalist. Donald Trump is a populist. For my entire life, people who embraced conservative principles were considered to be selfish and mean-spirited. And so even when I was a kid, they would always criticize us for having these principles. And now it's flipping around. It's, you have Donald Trump, who's not the mean-spirited one when it comes to policies. And so we can take that argument and flip it against them. Still, I don't consider myself to be a conservative because there's nothing to conserve anymore in this country. And the two most important things that we want to conserve, the environment and our race, the Republicans, the conservative Republicans, don't care about either one of them. So it's time for us to point the finger saying that, no, the mean-spirited ones are the globalists. And that's what Tucker Carlson is getting. That's what understanding. That's what Pat Buchanan understanding. That's what Ann Coulter understands. So that's what we need to focus on, and we need to get behind Donald Trump because he is the bull in the china shop that just moves forward and pulling our views all along with him.
Yeah, and speaking of Tucker Carlson, on Fox and Friends this morning, he was talking very much about that brouhaha over this Muslim father, Khizr Khan, and his wife, and he said, Tucker Carlson said, first he defended Donald Trump, and then he said, I was at that DNC, I'm paraphrasing now, he says, and I don't want to live in that country. And he said, I'd like to see Donald Trump do more often. He said he should have shot back to George Stephanopoulos, who was trying to roast him about his handling of the Khizr Khan thing. He said he should have shot back to George Stephanopoulos saying, look, I don't want to live in that DNC country, and I don't want to live in a country that's been wrecked. This is amazing. This came out of Tucker Carlson's mouth. He said countries that have been wrecked by immigration like Germany and Sweden. Very?
Yeah, nice. I mean, I don't want to live in a Khizr Khan country. I don't want to live in a country where my military are comprised of Muslim boys. I don't want to live in a country that has made up a... I don't want to be a stranger in my own land. I don't want to be a foreigner, a visitor in my own country. And that's what the conservatives don't understand. They all rally around and say, oh, look at all of these wonderful Muslims that refuse to bury this murderer in Germany. Aren't they great? Look at these Muslims that turn out in solidarity to our Christian churches to support the Christian church that had the slit... priest's throat slit. I don't want to live in a country that is comprised of these peoples. And that's where we have to, that's the line that has to be drawn. That separates the men from the boys. Those that are opposed to globalism, those that want to have a homogeneous society, and then those that want to follow the same path we've been going on for the last 50 years.
Bill, you made the same point that Sam Dixon made a few years ago when he said, I'm not a conservative. Do I want to conserve this mixed race, transgendered mess we have here today? No. The sooner, as well, this is what Sam says, the sooner it can be brought down, the better. We conservatives, I think many people consider themselves conservatives, hearkening back to another era. But what we have around us today is not anything most of us would want to conserve. We are the real revolutionaries, and I think that's a good point. I think also conservative has often had the image of being mean, as you mentioned. And that's not our message. Is a message about love of our people, preserving our people. It's not a matter of reducing a welfare payment by 50 cents to some poor person who's already down and out. That's not really what we're about.
Yeah, see, what it is the globalists who are the selfish people. I mean, we want to have a living wage for all of our people. We want them to be able to have buy a home, to have a single family income where the husband works and the wife stays home and rears the children in good principles. We want to have closed borders so that we can have high wages for our people. We want to preserve the environment. We want to preserve this country for the future. We don't care about getting money and getting wealthy and becoming a captain of industry and where we can bleed all the money out of the people. We want our corporations to have a three-prong approach. We want them to produce something that people can use. We want to take care of the employees, and we also want to do good for the society through shareholder profits, but not. The globalists today, they want to maximize corporate profits and maximize money to the captains of industry and to the detriment of society and the individual. That's what's mean-spirited. That is what's evil, and that's why the new approach we're taking, we can label all these liberals, all these conservatives, all these globalists, they are the mean-spirited ones, and it is the nationalists that have a handle on what is good for the entire nation and for our people.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Paul.
No, I think you've placed it absolutely right. We have a message, and that's why it's so important for what Trump is doing with reaching the white working man. The white working man hasn't necessarily been sold on the amazing benefits of unrestricted free trade. He may have gone along with the Republicans in some elections despite that. But now I think a lot of people see that their own interest it has not been represented by the Republican platforms of the recent past and even the Democratic platforms. Trump is something absolutely new. I was, just before coming up here, I was watching a little bit of CNN, and there was the transgendered thingy who used to be a staffer on Capitol Hill. I mean, she spoke at the Democratic convention. Oh, she was all gushy, or she or he or it was all gushy about, we are just like everybody else, and Hillary Clinton recognizes our struggle and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, if you're an unemployed white guy who once had a good factory job, you're sitting somewhere in the Rust Belt in Ohio or Michigan or Pennsylvania, what did you see at the Democratic convention that represented you? You have this collection of Negro mothers whose sons, many of them criminals, have been killed. A collection of freaks. Who represents you?
More, we'll come right back to Paul's question and our special guest, Bill Johnson, right after this break. Stay tuned.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're back, folks. And we're delighted to have with us our co-host, Paul Fromm, International Advisor to the American Freedom Party. And you can find us, folks, at theamericanfreedomparty.us. Everything you need to know is right there at our website. How you can contribute, how you can join, easy to do. It's only $25 a year, new or renewing as a member. And we also have with us, I think, the busiest man in the Patriot cause, Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party. Bill, it's I don't know how you do it. Let the folks know how many interviews you've been called upon to do in recent times.
Oh, I've probably done 100 in the last couple of months, but that was mostly because I was named as a delegate for Donald Trump for about a day and a half, and that created all sorts of interest. But like all last week, I was in trial, and the lawyer on one of the other sides wrote an email, says, oh, when we go before the judge, are you the same William Johnson that's a racist, the white nationalist, and a neo-Nazi? You know, all this stuff written about you. I think the judge needs to know about this kind of stuff, you know. So occasionally you'll have lawyers that will try to get brownie points by bringing these up. So it's really, it's irrelevant, and you're not supposed to bring it up, and he himself get in trouble. But it's interesting that in my, you know, it flows over to everything that I do. You know, my family life, my church life, my business life. The fact that I stand proud to support Western civilization and the white race gets a lot of notoriety everywhere you go, and the media is no exception. And it's because I supported Donald Trump, and it's because, like both of you on the phone and those listening, we are ardent supporters of the white race, that the media wanted to just interview me and interview me and interview me, and I did. And I've got Esquire magazine now is doing a full expose on me, just an in-depth interview on the type of a person that I am. You know, and I did recently Time magazine, Washington Post, Washington Times, all the newspapers and magazines and television shows. I did a lot of, and I did, you know, some of the biggest journals in South America and magazines in Europe. So I got a lot of coverage, but it was all really riding on the coattails of Donald Trump, because the real interest is this Donald Trump phenomenon, this Donald Trump movement, and then we are an interesting aspect of that, being supporters of him and being proud of who we are, that's what's generated all the media interest.
And, of course, that will continue, folks, once we get into the Trump administration, which will last 8 years, unless we repeal the 22nd Amendment, in which case it might last 12 years.
Jamie, that's a very good point. We have to get in the Trump administration. The next effort that we have to be involved is getting everybody who is capable and willing to try to position ourselves so that we can serve in the Trump administration. You have what's called the Plum Book, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but every 4 years they print a book of all the appointed positions, and there are thousands of appointed positions each time a new administration takes over. And we need to have our people having in these positions. Some of them require senatorial confirmation, some of them don't. But Donald Trump is an opinionated person, and his views in many respects are very good, but he is not a white nationalist. He just embraces some of those principles. So the next job that we need to do is to do what we can to position ourselves so that we can serve in his administration.
Very interesting, Bill. And there, you know, in Friday's program, I thought, you know, there might be 20,000 positions that Donald Trump would appoint, and this Plum Book may point out that there are more than that. And what we can anticipate, I think, is something like this. Donald Trump gets everybody together in a mass phone conference online, and he says to all the existing Obama appointees, all of you raise your right hand together after me, you're fired.
Yeah, well, their job terminates anyway, all those positions, and with a new administration comes in a new group of people. And you have to realize that the Republicans hate Donald Trump, so there's a void there for us to step into.
Bill, I don't want to keep you much longer, but we'll come back just after this break, a little bit more from Bill Johnson. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yes, that's us, folks. Yeah,
thank you, Merle Haggard. He's been gone since he died on April 6th, and I hope he's looking down on us mighty pleased with the efforts of the American Freedom Party and mighty pleased with the arrival, the providential arrival of Donald John Trump on the scene. We mentioned Bill Johnson, our guest, that we're separating the men from the boys in this campaign. Well, two of the boys, surprising boys that have appeared, are Charles and David Koch, who announced this morning that they are going to sit out the election. Charles Koch and David Koch, born in Wichita, Kansas, they're getting up there in their years, like Merle was when he died at 79. Charles Koch is 80. David Koch is 76. Charles is worth, as of this month, he's worth $44 billion. David's worth $44 billion. Maybe the fourth and fifth richest men, or shall we say boys, in the United States. They're going to sit out the election. I don't know what my... they almost have as much money as Warren Buffett, who's got $66 billion as of this month. But
well, you know, that brings up a point. Every one of these billionaires, even the billionaires that are of our heritage and our stock, they don't care. They're only interested in amassing wealth and moving their particular business interests forward. They don't care about the issues that we care about. And our issues are the immutable issues of the eternities. And they don't care. And that's why I get so bitter about these people.
And imagine, Bill, the you know, if you're 86 years old, like Warren Buffett, there in his office in Omaha, still working his tail off with that work ethic that he inherited from his ancestors, you know, $66 billion. You're 86 years old. You know, you got to be glad every morning when you open your eyes and you see the ceiling. You have to say thank you, God, for another day. And you know, the in the case of Warren Buffett, he got that work ethic from his sixth great grandfather, Ebenezer Cass, who was a pilgrim, who lived from 1671 to 1763, and Ebenezer Cass is my seventh great-grandfather, making Warren and me sixth cousins to each other. And interestingly, Ebenezer Cass's mother, her name was Philbrick, the same name people our age would call Herb Philbrick. I led three lives as an FBI undercover agent. The same Herb Philbrick was the mother of Ebenezer Cass, who was the great-grandfather of Warren Buffett. And those pilgrims, boy, they didn't try to take $66 billion to the grave with them, did they, Bill?
Well, no, I mean, that's what the whole concept used to be called, the Protestant work ethic. You work to do something valuable for society. You don't work to amass income so that you can just do something that doesn't really move us forward. And I don't know why the captains of industry, these big wealthy people, why they don't get it, why they are so disconnected from their heritage, from their past and from their future. I don't know. But in any event, I'm going to have to take off, Jamie. So I appreciate your having me on the phone, and I appreciate everything that you do.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I'll tell you, to answer your last question, Bill, and as we salute you and say goodbye, it's folks like you and the work that you do, and all that information I just gave you folks is from a website called Ancestry.com. Go there, find out who your ancestors are. You will be amazed. I was amazed to find out that Isaac, do I remember it right, Bill? Isaac Johnson was the Johnson who fought in the Great Swamp Fight?
Oh, that's right. That was my great 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 grandfather. Sure,
and he's my uncle. So you and I, I had you know, my ancestors like yours were at the Great Swamp Fight there in Rhode Island, with the Pilgrims fighting for their lives. And so go there, folks, and find out who your ancestors are. And maybe if Warren Buffett and Charles Koch and David Koch could find out where they come from and appreciate all that they've been given, maybe they would you know, use that money well to save our people, as you have, Bill.
Okay, so, okay, Cousin Kelso and Cousin Fromm, I'm going to have to take off.
So, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that was a real treat, and I didn't get a chance to get some questions into Bill. We had callers here. Shame on me. Alan, I hope Alan, you're first in line there. You're on the air.
James, how are you? It's been a while since I've spoke to you. Actually, it's a pleasure to hear Bill, but I did want to call and speak to you. It's been a while. I've been just taking care of business. Unfortunately, I'm one of those working people.
Okay, well, I didn't goof up a question you had for Bill, I hope.
No. I main thing was, like I said, it's been a while, and I wanted to call in and speak with you and Paul. But Paul, hit the nail on the head, and that's what I was calling about. When I watched the Democratic Convention, I felt like that was a United Nations ceremony or some kind of... It had nothing to do with me, my country, my race, my people. And I have had it with that guy that Hillary has picked, speaking in Spanish and lecturing. What does that have to do for me as an American, as a white person? I have nothing against Spanish people, but he's not, go to Mexico, go to Central and South America, go to Venezuela. I don't need you speaking in Spanish to me when I can't understand parts of what you're saying. It doesn't impress me. It does for me.
Oh, yeah. Tim Kaine, folks, that was obnoxious. Tim Kaine lecturing us, talking down to us in Spanish, and being very superior because as a young man, he went to, it was either Guatemala or Honduras or San Salvador. He went somewhere, some godforsaken place to donate his time to, and then he learned Spanish there. And he's been rubbing that in our faces ever since, making him morally superior because he went to a failed country as if that's our fault, as if these third world countries, it's our fault. And we have some moral duty to go there and make up for the fact that our lives are good and our country is a good place to be. And in fact, now we have a moral obligation, according to people like Tim Kaine, to not only travel there ourselves and try to fix these failed countries. Since that's not working, we need to bring their entire populations here.
Well, you know, something that really ticked me off was that phrase that he used, that Se Supuete, that was a pact that last election came around. They were knocking Romney, and they were having all different ethnicities and people saying that phrase, meaning that they weren't. Something was wrong with Romney, and they were going to be against him. So that's a slight on us again, too, that phrase.
Oh, yeah, the whole convention broke out. He said, si se puede. Now, I'm ashamed to tell you, folks, I took a little Spanish in college, unfortunately. I know some of this. I'm trying to forget it. But anyway, si se puede. And the whole crowd erupted in that. And then in his praise, his effusive praise of Hillary Clinton, the highest compliment he had to make of her was, she is listo. Hillary Clinton is listo. Okay, I know you don't want to know what that means, but we learned from Tim Kaine that means she's ready.
Well, I know you're a fan of Mike Rivero's, and he's been saying for a couple of weeks, Donald Trump is just the face of the movement. We have to give him people in the Senate, the House, mayors, and governors that will work with him. It's our duty now to pay attention and vote in the correct people, and not, like you say, have the white man's disease and argue with each other. I even argue with my own family. Some of my family members, Donald Trump is just in it for himself. I said, let me ask you, what has he gained? His entire family has a target on their back. He's lost tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in business all around the world. And he's constantly busting his ass trying to help us out, and he's under the gun from everybody. What has he gained?
Yes, and I'll tell you what, our co-host here, Paul Fromm, can speak to that. He doesn't talk about it, but Paul Fromm illustrates in his life, we pay a price, those of us who are early on in the Patriot cause, we pay a price to do this. This is not fun, and it's not remunerative or rewarding in any sense other than the moral sense. Paul had a great career, which he lost because he was politically incorrect in a nation that doesn't allow political incorrectness. And, you know, it's amazing, Paul, how you have just slugged it out over the years.
Well, James, there really is no alternative. Either you try to make a way to contribute to the movement, or you just take a place on the sidelines and go back to collecting stamps. But yes, people pay a price. I think many of us have. And Donald Trump has paid a price that's probably in the billions of dollars. So we unfortunately attract people in our movement that are hypercritical. They could solve everything if the world would just turn to them and take their and get their advice, but they never do anything. They're just critical of anybody who does. And I think these people have to be gently jollied along where possible, but we can't allow them to hijack the agenda. I think Bill Johnson put it perfectly. Donald Trump may not be a white nationalist. He may not be absolutely everything we want. But if we're going to wait for everything we want, we'll all be dead. We've got to go with what we have. But we do know that Trump has pushed back the barriers in so many areas of public debate and made it stick. He said the unsayable, and he's still going. You know, he's criticized Muslims and stuck to it. He said, we're going to stop the illegals, we're going to build a wall, and we're going to deport them. And after the initial heart failure and ooh and all, you can't say that, racist, xenophobe, blah, 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 Trump doubled down, repeated it, and has stuck to it and has triumphed. And that's what we have to be part of, rather than standing back and say, well, he may not be exactly what we want on this issue. He may not be, but he's going to be one heck of a lot better than Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Bernie Sanders. So that's the choice we have to make. And I think we just about every significant white nationalist I know in the United States, from Don Black, William Johnson, yourself, David Duke, Professor Kevin MacDonald,
Richard Spencer.
They're all on board.
Jared Taylor.
Jared Taylor. You just mentioned him. Racism schmacism. James Edwards. I don't know a single major white nationalist who's not on board. Now, that degree of unanimity is rare. Very rare.
Maybe, hey, you know, Paul, maybe Donald Trump will be the guy that unites us. There's something we all agree on.
Maybe he's done something that has been the dream of people for as long as I've been in the movement, and that was to unite the right.
yeah. And of course, one of the great things that Trump has done, and Alan, hang in there. Are you still on the line, Alan?
Oh yeah, I got one last thing I want to ask you when you're done.
Okay, sure. I'm going to play a little something for you here, out of the convention in Cleveland, and then Lauren in Michigan. Hang on, we're waiting for you, Lauren. So don't give up on us. But I want to play just a segment here of Laura Ingraham, who it turns out, I'm a lovely woman and so on. I didn't realize when I was looking at her, she's 6'3". Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. But she apparently is the most popular radio talk show host in America, and real amazing career and so on. She's not married. She's had some failed romances. Her parents were Polish, and I think I fell in love with her voice at this convention. When she gets loud and she gets earnest, my gosh, what a woman! But anyway, here she is speaking at the Republican convention in maybe the speech that might have brought the house down more than any other. Who knows? Let's see. Here she is. Just a little clip from her. I'm going to pause this. She was pointing up at the press boxes, pointing at the press up there. Let me go back a little bit here. And she's ridiculing the press. Now, this is something that Donald Trump has done in spades, is calling the press on their cheating and lying and their corruption. And you know, they really are the enemy, the press in America, really one of the key components of the enemy. And Laura Ingraham is on to them. Listen to what she says. I went back a little bit further. The crowd's going wild.
The frauds and the corruption that has gone unexposed and uncovered for too long. Too long. Do your job.
Do your job. He's pointing up at the press boxes. Everybody's on their feet.
And by the way, people on another cable network were talking about how there was no energy in the room last night. Why don't you sit here with the people? What a joke. America is on to you. Donald Trump respects us enough to tell us the hard truths about what has happened to our country on issues like immigration, trade, our diminished status around the world, even in the face of unfair criticism and sheer hatred. They had their chance. Now, it's our chance.
Anyway, you got to go listen back if you're something you want to listen to. Laura Ingraham, and her name is spelled like Graham Cracker, Ingraham, but it's pronounced just like Graham Cracker, Ingraham. What a woman! What a fighter we have on our side. I've underappreciated her over the years, so I'm going to pay attention to her. We got a little break here. I talked us right into it. I apologize. We'll come back with last word from you, Alan, and then Lauren in Michigan.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, Talking Pictures made silent movies.
We are back, folks. We've got two callers on the line, and the lines are open for you if you would like to call at 800-313-9443. Alan, did you have a last comment?
Yes, I'll actually say that I did happen to see her speak, and I'll say that she's never looked better in her life, and she is the real deal, folks. She is one of probably only a couple of people in the radio business that have acknowledged Michael Savage and had him on her show and vice versa. But what I was just going to say is, did you notice that when the Democratic Convention started, there was not one American flag? They actually had to go to City Hall in Philadelphia to borrow those big flags on the side, and then they started handing out all the flags later on. And some of the commentators were actually saying, oh, wow, I don't know how this patriotism is going to go over with some people in the DNC, because, you know, they're not used to all the red, white, and blue stuff. When did it become unpopular to support your own country that you live in, James? How does that work? I don't get it.
Yeah, some of those people in there are more used to burning flags. And
I just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, it was there were some magical moments in these conventions. One of the magical sights was the bitter, sour, angry look on Bernie Sanders' face as he was being getting cheap, fake praise from Hillary Clinton. As they were trying to sort of buy him out and get him to compromise himself, and he was having to basically bite his lip. That was a wonderful moment. Another wonderful moment at the Republican National Convention when Ted Cruz got booed off stage for not endorsing Donald Trump. He was actually booed, and Donald Trump made an interesting comment. He said the Texas delegation themselves. Remember, Ted Cruz is a first term U.S. senator from Texas who only got the job because Sarah Palin endorsed him. He was booed by that Texas delegation. I mean, that was something. What an egotist he was. And let's play this one for you. Hang on, Lauren. We're going to get to you in Michigan. This is Laura Ingraham talking about what you just mentioned. Let's see here. Where is she? Let me find her. Okay, she's now talking about the... Earlier, Bill Johnson, we talked about separating the men from the boys. We mentioned David and Charles Koch are picking up their marbles, and they're not going to play. Aw. And they have 44 billion marbles each.
Well, they're going to stay home. That'll show you.
I mean, folks, look at this. You know, plain old people like me and Paul and Alan, you know, we're aware of the fact this is a momentous moment in our lives that this man may save our nation and save our people. What is wrong with these two brothers, Charles and David, born in Wichita, Kansas? What did they imbibe in the water there in Wichita that they're sitting on $44 billion each? This is their chance to make a difference. And they're going to sit on the sidelines? Oh, and here's what Laura Ingraham has to say about dorks like that. Here she goes. Oh, got a break. We'll be right.
James, I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
Alan, thank you.
I'll hang up.
And we'll have Laura Ingraham right after the break. And you, Lauren, stay tuned.
Thank you.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement
replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.